Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hey, everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff. Grown Up
Stuff. Kaylin's Entertainment Report is on The Fred Show.
A Harry Styles superfan was sentenced to 14 weeks in jail this week after she pled guilty to, quote, stalking involving serious alarm or distress. 35-year-old Myra Carvalho sent Harry 8,000 cards in less than a month. You're not supposed to do that. According to the prosecuting attorney, she traveled all the way from Brazil and has frequently and to an extremely intense nature harassed the singer by sending him all those cards and describing sexual urges toward him. Two of the letters were hand delivered to his house, which left him very shaken. They also noted that she used an online delivery source to deliver a lot of the mail, some of which were wedding cards. The woman's doctor told the court that he believed she'd been having a manic episode and questioned her fitness to enter a plea on her own behalf. In addition to jail time, she obviously can't go to any Harry Styles concert for 10 years. Maybe it should be for life. I don't know. Maybe she can change. Not sure. Caitlin Clark has had it with Antonio Brown and his social media antics. She just blocked the ex-NFL player after he posted about her on Twitter. So he took to Twitter not once, but three times this
week.
Pretty
out of pocket.
Yeah. he said things about her on Wednesday. They were super crass. I don't even really want to repeat them. Obviously, this is following all of her success, you know, with the Indiana Fever. And, you know, everyone's talking about her right now. He still attempted to troll her after she blocked him, calling her a name while sharing a screenshot of her block. But, I mean, he's a wild boy, so I'm not really surprised. But he certainly is a wild boy. Julia Louis-Dreyfus was recognized as her Seinfeld character, Elaine, while in labor. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know how I would handle that. So she said it can be lovely when fans see you, but sometimes it has its downside. She was giving birth, and when you're in labor, they put a monitor on your tummy. And she was like, I was in the bathroom. I was naked. I had the thing around my tummy. I was massive, by the way. I gained like 50 pounds when I was pregnant. Standing there, my water broke. All of a sudden, a nurse came into my room, and I was like, my water broke. And she was naked, and she goes, oh, my God, Elaine? You know, and so
right.
Like a very, like, you know, I don't know, humbling time to be recognized when you're nakey-nakey and your water breaks. I wonder if doctors, I mean, there's got to be, like, rules about that, like working on celebrities and stuff.
Obviously, yeah, you wouldn't be able to talk to anyone else about it.
Right.
But
right.
That would be a little strange, though, I would think, like, if you're just a normal person and you're doing things medically to somebody who's super, super famous.
You're pulling a baby out of a lane from Seinfeld.
But doctors are people too. You can be a fan and be like, I'm doing this very intimate thing right now to this extremely famous person.
Yeah, maybe wait till they have clothes on and they're not in labor, but I don't know. Whatever. Kourtney Kardashian is once again defending herself against people who feel like she doesn't look as fit as her sisters, saying she loves her post-baby body on a very special day nonetheless. So for Kourtney's 45th birthday, which was yesterday, also my mama's birthday, Kim K posted a picture of herself, Khloe, and Kourtney on that recent beach trip they went on as a family. I think they went to Turks and Caicos. And one fan suggested that Kourtney wasn't going to like the photo because she wasn't as snatched as the other two. And she replied to that saying, I love this photo. It's me and my sisters having the best time on a trip with our kids, and the memories will last forever. I love this body that gave me my three big babies and my little baby boy. And this isn't the first time she's had to defend herself and her bounce back, which is, I just can't believe that's something I'm saying. Just last week, she shared her own bikini pics from the same vacation and just penned a letter about the pressure that people put on women to bounce back after they give birth. She obviously welcomed their newest son, her and Travis's. His name is Rocky, in November. And leave her alone. Like, please leave her alone. We're to check out online today. Is it New Music Friday, Jason?
It is New Music Friday.
Is there new music? New music came out?
Yeah, there's someone named Taylor Swift who has a new album. So I'm sorry, Caitlin. This isn't a complete Taylor Swift free.
Oh, my God.
Report.
Come
for me.
Show up to my house with pitchforks.
Come for me this time.
Torches. Frenchoradio.com.
This Taylor woman. Does anyone ever... No one really talks about her, though.
No.
Yeah, it might be worth, like, checking it out, see if she's going to be something someday, you know.
Music's pretty good.
On the Elaine story, I was at the dermatologist a couple of years ago, and this woman, female doctor, she's like a friend now. But, you know, you go to the dermatologist for a checkup, and I'm completely naked, and I'm laying there, and she has a magnifying glass, and she's going around looking, you know, to try and find, like, moles or, you know, anything that looks abnormal.
So proud of you, by the way.
And she's doing the whole thing. I'd never met her before. It was, like, basically a cold appointment because she worked in the same practice where I go. I didn't know who she was. Going through, yada, yada, and it's just normal professional stuff. And then, I don't know, she's somewhere, I'm, like, near my leg or something, and she's like, those waiting by the phones are wild. And I'm like, Lord. First of all, you have a magnifying glass in your hand on the bottom half of my body. So that's not great. Hopefully you don't need that.
Right. That's how she recognized you. You know what I'm saying?
With the magnifying glass?
No, when she was in the bottom half. She's like, oh, that's definitely Fred from the Fred Show.
Oh, how?
So last hour, I was the smallest man on the on Earth.
Or what was it again? That's according to Taylor Swift. According to Rufio.
Wow. That's why she had that.
You don't need no magnifying glass, Fred.
Why a gay? So gay.
It was very sweet and it was very professional, but it was just like, I guess she just couldn't contain herself. Oh. And then we started talking about that. I've heard other stories about people like women I've worked with. I worked with a girl on TV where I used to live in Charlotte before many, many years ago. And she was at the OBGYN getting, her annual appointment, and dude's doing his thing. And he's really doing his thing, like really, really doing his thing. And he said, hey, how's Fred doing? Because we were co-hosts on TV. And she's like, Now we should. Can I put my clothes back on and then we talk about,
I feel like that speaks though to like how much they're not really paying attention to what they're looking at. You know what I mean? How we're all bashful. It's just
so
normal
routine
for them.
Oh, yeah, it's so routine
that they're not even like really thinking about the fact that you probably feel vulnerable when they're doing that.
I'm the egomaniac who like won't go in and tell them if like my poops are weird because I'm embarrassed about it. Realizing
Does that happen a lot?
All the time. I'm constantly in there talking about my weird, I'm so bashful about talking about my body, and these people just don't care. Like it's just what they do. They can compartmentalize it, and I can't. And these people also probably have zero clue who they're talking. They don't care. I'm over here going, I'm the radio guy with the weird poops. And they don't know. They have no idea and don't care. And even if they did, they could never tell anyone anyway. So it really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
I don't know where I got that from either. I don't know where I got the bashfulness. Like some people can just talk like, well, Showbiz Shelley, for example. Showbiz?
Hey.
Showbiz, I mean, you like our door open girl. Like, you just, you, there's really no shame in your game.
Yeah, I, and you know what? Now with a toddler, it's like, it's really just doors wide open and I'm fine with it. So, I don't know. It is what it is.
Like, I don't know why is it, I think, it, didn't you grow up and like that was sort of, like, because in our house we didn't really.
How you grew up, because in my family it was just, it was like a door open policy. Like, didn't matter. Just if my mom needed something, hey, and like popped right in. So, I think it's just, it's just something I've always been used to.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just Kiki's over here. Not you. See, you're very bashful about that stuff too, aren't you?
So bashful. Yeah. Like if my doctor said, "You tell Fred," I said, "What's up?" I'm out the door. Like, oh my god, you know who I am. Oh my god, I'm out.
I can't wait to though. Yeah. I know with the bathroom stuff. I don't know what it is. I think because since I grew up that way. Because my husband is not like that, as we know. He's actually grown more to be like it since he's been with me. But
oh my god.
Yeah. I don't think you're ever going to get, I don't think that's something I would ever like adopt. Like, I don't think if you were like my sister, I think is a door open girl and I'm certainly not. We grew up in the same household and it's like, but I don't think that if I married somebody who was that like fluid about discussing these things, I don't know that I would ever just become that. You know, I don't know.
I still turn the faucet on when I pee, the fan on when I'm at a dude's house. Like, I'm fully like. Yeah.
If I have a guest in my own home, I turn the sink on so you can't hear me tinkle.
Oh,
like, I don't know. It's weird. Same. I'm a weirdo.
There's announcements made in my house. So.
See, announcements.
You're a wild girl.
Shelly, evacuate the dance floor.
Yeah, Shelly with a toddler, I would expect you to just close the door because that's like the only alone time you get. Nowadays.
Yeah, I do, but then she like knocks on it and I feel bad.
They stick her fingers under the door.
Yeah,
what are you doing under there?
Right. She can just knock this morning.
Is she talking?
Yeah, she's talking. Yeah, she's saying sentences, like little things here and there.
I need videos.
Yeah, when do
you I need to be better about it. I know. I need to be better about it.
When is she gonna be a guest on our show, baby Olivia?
Oh goodness. I don't know about that, but
she said no, she's booked.
Right.
Someone texted medical professional here. 100% you guys are just body parts when you step into our office. Yeah, no, I
wow.
Yeah. When I was having an emergency C-section, my OB and nurses were having normal conversations about their day. I was laying there sliced open, dying of infection.
That's what happened with Jess when she got like they cut her open, took Ashlyn out, and then they're like putting her back together. They're like, "Hey, what you got going on this weekend?" I was like, "That's what y'all talking about right now."
I got honestly, you know, like for me, that would be disarming because if it's if you guys are just BSing about whatever while you're reassembling my body, then it must not be that dire. Right,
you're chill. Yeah, you're not hanging out.
If there's no conversation whatsoever and everyone's like super intent on like, shh, don't tell them, don't tell them we took out the wrong organ. You know what I mean? Like, if they're not playing like, you know, Notorious B.I.G. in the operating room and having a good old time, then I think I'm worried then. You know, if it's just chill, then we're good.
Megan Fox said that she has like full blown before she goes in for surgery, has full blown interviews with her doctors to check like their mental health. She asks if they're going through like a breakup because she wants them to be in the best mood ever if she's going under anesthesia.
Yeah. People text. I work in the ER. I've seen everything. Nothing phases me.
Oh, my God. My wife's organs are on the table.
Yeah. I mean. I know it's my thing. It's no one else's thing. I know it's my thing. But I just, if for whatever reason, I've always been that way. You know, when they ask questions, like, I'll go in, I'll be sick. Like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I forgot. Like, what do you mean? Like, what are the symptoms? Like, what color is this or that? I mean, if it's like phlegm or something, I'm like, I just don't want to talk about it. Well, what is this one? Oh, now we're getting all these stories. I was getting a transvaginal ultrasound done by my brother-in-law's mother, and she talked about everyday life like it was nothing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think who was telling me, my sister maybe or somebody else, like that her husband, this woman, whoever it was, this woman's husband shows up for a transvaginal ultrasound, not realizing how it worked, like it was an ultrasound. So I think he thought like they're gonna lube up the belly and then run the thing over the top and the belly's exposed. And I guess they pull out this thing and it's like
I didn't know that either for the first view. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
wait
we're
a
going
minute.
In.
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
Oh my, that's going there. Whoa. Oh, yeah. And I'm gonna. Oh, I'm sitting here for this. Okay. Do I need to leave? Like, should I walk down the hall or something? I think that men are idiots and we don't know what the hell's going on with a lot of things. So, but that's why I say the stuff that women, that you guys are just accustomed to, you know, medically and bodily and everything else. Like, most men, I don't think could handle it.
I was going to say, doctors are always putting stuff up there.
That's
for
what
us,
I'm so saying.
I'm just like, whatever, it's another day.
That's what I'm saying. I had another friend telling me that she had three kids and finally was like, to her husband, you're getting a vasectomy. And so he went and got it and came home and he was like, it was so humiliating. Like, I laid there and like my junk was out. And she's like, really? I've had three kids in the last 5 years. Everyone at that hospital has seen every inch of my body. There is, there is nothing dainty about it. Mm-hmm. And they just made like a, little tiny incision in you while your little berries hanging out there. And then, 15 right. minutes later, you walked out. Like, there is no comparison.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hey everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff.
Grown Up Stuff.